All right, so are you ready to dive into a topic that's, I think, pretty near and dear to a lot of people? And it seems like you too, based on all this stuff you sent us.
Yeah.
We're talking about man caves, and oh my gosh, you sent so much to go through articles, blog posts, you even found some historical stuff, which we'll get into.
Yeah, it's really interesting. You say man cave, and like one of the things that really stuck out to me going through all this material is that they're not just for men anymore.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Like that's one of the things I noticed right away too. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's maybe just start with the basics. Like when you hear the words man cave, what comes to mind?
Well, probably the classic image is like a basement all decked out,
Right.
with a big screen TV, a pool table, maybe a bar stocked with all the guy's favorite drinks. But
Perfect.
it's fascinating how the concept has really evolved. The modern man cave, it's more than just a place to escape, It's really a reflection of the owner's personality, their passions.
It's almost like it's less about the man and more about the cave,
Yeah.
just that personalized space to unwind, to recharge. Some
Exactly.
of these articles you sent even describe them as like a museum of you,
Yeah.
which I love. That's a great way to put it. A place where you can put your hobbies, your interests, even some of your most prized possessions on full display.
Exactly. And that connection to personal identity is really key. It's about creating an environment that feels authentically you, whether that's like a sports fanatic's dream den or a bookworm's like cozy reading nook.
I love it. And this is where things get really interesting because it turns out, this craving for a personalized retreat,
Yeah.
it's not a new thing at all. You dug up some fascinating historical parallels, right?
I did. It seems like guys, and let's be honest, back then it was mostly guys. They've been carving out these spaces, for centuries. The ancient Romans, for example, they had these rooms called andron, specifically designed for leisure and socializing.
Oh, wow.
Imagine toga parties back then.
That is so cool. Okay, I love that it goes back that far. You
Yeah.
found even more historical examples, though, right?
Absolutely. So if we fast forward to the Victorian era,
Okay.
you see things like smoking rooms and studies, and they were serving similar functions. These were designated spaces for men to host guests, to enjoy their hobbies, and to basically, escape the pressures of family life.
So it's almost like this historical through line, this need for a space to just be yourself.
Exactly.
When did this man cave, as we know it today, when did it really start taking shape, though?
Well, I'd say probably the mid 20th century was kind of a turning point. As homes were getting bigger basements, which were once purely functional spaces, they started transforming into like recreation areas.
Makes sense.
And then you add in the rise of leisure time and new technologies like television, and suddenly you've got like the perfect breeding ground for the modern man cave.
Yeah, it's like that extra space just becomes prime real estate for expressing yourself and creating a
Yeah.
space that's truly yours.
Yeah.
And speaking of expressing yourself, let's talk themes, because that's where things get really fun.
Right.
You sent me articles showcasing everything from like sports bars and home movie theaters to full-blown replicas of casinos.
Yeah, it seems like the only limit is your imagination and maybe your budget.
Right.
But, it's not just about throwing money at a theme. The most successful man caves that I've seen, they really delve into like the psychology of the owner.
Okay, tell me more about that. What do you mean by like the psychology of the man cave?
Well, if someone creates a sports-themed man cave, for example, it's probably not just about the love of the game. It might be about reliving childhood memories, connecting with friends, or even feeling a sense of belonging to a team or something like that.
That's a really interesting point. So it's not just about the surface level decor.
Yeah.
It's about the deeper meaning and emotions that are tied to those choices.
Exactly. And that's what makes these spaces so fascinating. It's like a window into the owner's inner world.
I like that.
And it's not just about themes either. The technology you choose to incorporate plays a role too.
Oh, absolutely. Like we're talking big screen TVs, surround sound systems, maybe even a virtual reality setup for, the truly adventurous. It's like a playground for grown-ups.
Right. But again, it's not just about having the latest gadgets. It's about how you use that technology to enhance your enjoyment of the space. Maybe you set up like a state-of-the-art gaming rig, or maybe you create like a cozy home theater for movie nights with friends.
So it's all about personalization,
Yeah.
using technology to create an experience that's tailored to your specific interests. It's not about impressing anyone else. It's about creating a space that brings you joy.
Exactly. And that brings us to, I think, a really crucial question. Why is this so important? Why are these personalized spaces so valuable in today's world?
That's a great question. You know, we've talked about the history, the themes, the tech, but what is the underlying need that's driving this whole man cave phenomenon? Let's dig into that after a quick break.
Well, I think it really comes down to, you know, the need for a sanctuary.
Yeah.
In today's world, we're just constantly bombarded with stimuli, you know, information overload, the pressure to be on all the time.
Oh, I feel that. Like, it's like our brains never really get a chance to switch off.
Exactly. And that's where the man cave, or really any personalized retreat, comes in.
Right.
It provides a space where you can shut out the noise, decompress, and just be yourself.
So it's not just about escaping reality. It's almost about reconnecting with yourself in a way.
Precisely. And, you know, some of your sources even touch on, like, the psychological benefits of these spaces.
Oh, yeah.
Studies have shown that having a dedicated space for relaxation and hobbies can actually reduce stress levels and improve mood.
Wow. So it's not just about, you know, feeling good. It's actually good for you.
Right. It makes sense when you think about it. A man cave gives you a sense of control over your environment.
Right.
Which can be, you know, especially important in a world where so much feels out of our control.
Oh, absolutely. It's like your own little kingdom where you make the rules.
Exactly.
And speaking of making the rules, one of the things that really stood out to me in these articles was the emphasis on DIY.
Yeah.
A lot of people are going all out, building their own furniture, creating elaborate themes, even soundproofing walls.
Yeah. And there's something really powerful about that, you know?
Yeah.
The act of creating something with your own hands, putting your personal stamp on a space.
Right.
It can be incredibly therapeutic.
Totally. It's not just about the end result either. It's about the process of building and creating something unique.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a sense of pride that comes with that too.
Absolutely.
Like, I built this. This is mine.
It's a tangible expression of your creativity and individuality.
I love it.
And, you know, it's not just about solitary pursuits either. Many man caves, they evolve into social hubs, places where friends can gather and connect over shared interests.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
It's like the perfect spot for a game night, a movie marathon, just hanging out with friends in a relaxed, judgment-free zone.
Yeah. And that social connection is so important.
Right.
Especially in a world that can feel increasingly isolating.
Yeah.
Man caves can actually help foster those bonds of friendship and camaraderie.
So they're like this amazing blend of personal retreat and social space?
Exactly.
It's the best of both worlds. And speaking of worlds, one thing that surprised me was how diverse the man cave landscape has become.
Yeah.
You know, we're not just talking about dads in their basements anymore.
Right.
These articles you sent showcase man caves and garages, spare rooms, even backyard sheds.
Yeah.
Even saw one guy who converted an old Airstream trailer into his ultimate mobile man cave.
I love that.
Yeah.
It really speaks to the adaptability and universality of the concept.
For sure.
And, you know, it's not just about location either. Like, as we touched on earlier, the whole idea of the man cave is becoming more inclusive.
Oh, yeah.
More and more women are creating their own personalized retreats tailored to their own interests and needs.
Absolutely. Like, we shouldn't be limited by labels or outdated notions of what these spaces should be. It's really about anyone who craves a space to recharge, pursue their passions, and just be themselves.
And I think that's a really important point to highlight.
Yeah.
This desire for personalized space, for a sanctuary, from the demands of daily life, it's something that resonates with people from all walks of life.
Absolutely. It's a human need, not a gendered one.
Exactly.
So for our listener out there who's clearly intrigued by all this, what are some key takeaways we want them to walk away with?
Well, first and foremost, I'd say embrace the idea of creating a space that truly reflects who you are. Don't be afraid to get creative, to personalize, to let your freak flag fly.
Yeah.
You know, there are no rules when it comes to designing your own sanctuary.
Yeah. And, you know, it doesn't have to be this like huge elaborate project.
Right.
Even a small corner of a room could become, you know, like your own personal retreat if you put some thought and intention into it.
That's a good point. It's not about the square footage, you know.
Right. Yeah.
It's about the feeling you create within that space.
So
whether it's a dedicated room or a cozy nook, the key is to make it your own.
Exactly. Now, I know our listeners sent in all this stuff because they're interested in this. So I'm kind of curious. What's your vision? Like, if you could design your ultimate man cave, what would it be like?
Oh, man. That's a tough one. I think I'd probably go for a combination of cozy and functional. Maybe like a library with floor-to-ceiling bookshelves, a comfy reading chair, and like a big window overlooking a garden or something. A place where I could just curl up with a good book or get lost in research.
I love that. It sounds so peaceful and inviting. And it, you know, it really speaks to what we've been talking about, right? That connection between the space and the person.
Yeah.
Like your man cave would reflect your love of learning and exploring new ideas.
That's true. And it makes me wonder, what about you? What kind of man cave would you create?
Ooh, that's a great question. I think mine would have to be music themed. You know, a place with a killer sound system, a collection of vintage instruments, maybe even a little stage for like impromptu jam sessions.
I can already picture you rocking out in your musical haven. And it's so interesting, you know, how our individual preferences and personalities can translate into such unique and creative spaces.
It's so true. And that's what makes this whole topic so fun to explore.
Yeah.
There's no right or wrong way to do it.
Exactly.
It's all about creating a space that brings you joy and reflects who you are.
Absolutely. So to our listener out there, I say dive in.
Yes.
Embrace this opportunity to create a space that really nourishes your soul and allows you to fully express yourself.
Yeah. And don't be afraid to get creative. You know, think outside the box, experiment, and most importantly, have fun with it.
Exactly. And if you're feeling stuck, there's a wealth of information out there to inspire you. I mean, the articles you shared are a great starting point.
Yeah, for sure. And hey, if you come up with some amazing ideas, we'd love to hear about them. Share your, you know, your dream man cave visions with us on social media. We're always up for some design inspiration.
Absolutely. We might even feature some of your ideas in a future episode. Who knows? Maybe your vision will spark a whole new trend in man cave design.
And on that note, we'll leave you to ponder your own personal oasis. Until next time, happy deep diving.